post-match interview.
Jason Doherty is down boundary side with Sir Tom Hawkins.
Thanks, Tom, and welcome to the Tomahawk to K-Rock Football. And we won't talk about what just transpired off air. I'm sure we'll get to that shortly, but great game, great effort, especially after quarter time, 18 goals to 5. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was it was a really pleasing performance. Obviously, to win like we did against a quality side who right from the word go. So just our ability to be able to hang in the contest early and just take our opportunities when we could, but then execute from sort of quarter time onwards was really pleasing.
You you obviously had a plan that involved a lot of Sean Grigg work from Richmond. He spent a lot of time with the coaches through the game and obviously when you're coming on and off the ground as well, so obviously had a lot of input during the week.
I didn't actually notice that side of the game, but certainly as an ex-player from a certain club and Richmond in particular, it's always good to get information. Obviously, each side changes the way that they play. Obviously, there's been a few rule changes as well. So, but he was there a long time. He's played with a lot of players, so he's got a lot of inside knowledge and detailed knowledge about how probably their system works, but also as individuals. So he was really handy out there tonight and has been throughout the year. He's a really positive person, Grigger. The advice that he gives us along with information that coaches are passing on is really valuable. So, yep, absolutely. No doubt he had a big part in the week.
Hawkey King in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Nieldy. The second quarter versus the Eagles or the third quarter against Richmond, when you're in those quarters, do you know how good they are, or is it one that you'll have to reflect on and maybe go back and watch the vision and go, geez, we were all over them?
Yeah, certainly one that you will have to look back on. Certainly that's how I feel. I as a player personally, I get quite caught up in the game and what's happening. I probably couldn't tell. I know there were a couple of goals down at quarter time, and from about there on, you're so engrossed in the contest that you... That sort of almost outside noise or outside information is just escapes you a lot of the time. So I know that it was certainly good fun, but that's what happens when you play or when we play our brand of footy. We were really aggressive in defence. We took the ball forward. We competed well, and we seemed to execute for the most part of the night pretty well. 19-12. Certainly should have been 20-11. I'm not sure what Big Jeremy was thinking when he strolled into a behind. But anyway, we'll talk about that later in the week.
You found the radar tonight too. You sort of a couple of times this season you would have been asking for the provisional off the tee, but you found the power fade at times tonight. But I reckon the one that you kicked earlier from the where you are basically now, where you actually drew that more than faded it.
Yeah, look, I was even the one that hit the post up the other end. I actually kicked the ball quite well tonight, which was really pleasing because you're right, King. I haven't been kicking very well in the first part of the season. So, obviously, I've been through that plenty of times where I've kicked poorly for patches. So, this week we slightly changed things up in my routine. I'd sort of, unbeknownst to me, I'd sort of been focusing on the wrong sorts of things in my run up, so kind of just stripped things right back and kept it pretty basic, and went back to more of a feel on my kicking as opposed to too much of a technique. So it seemed to work, but obviously it'll be a work in progress.
Tommy, it's Benny Cass. Great to see you playing some great footy again. You're 4,000 years old. How are you? It says on the sheet here you're what, 33. 32, sorry, I've added a year on there. Did you hood the club on the draw, or did you just sort of, did it just come off beautifully, did it?
What was that,
Did
sorry?
You hood the club a little bit on the draw? Or did you just sort of change the stance a bit?
No, I just tweaked it in the last step.
Oh, nice. And I'm going to ask you something. I know you're up the other end of the ground, but what would happen if you got as high as Shea Bolton did in that first quarter?
Oh, there's no need to even think about that sort of thing, because that's certainly... Well, certainly not my role, Benny, but it's well beyond the possibilities for me. Even though I was a high jumper as a young fella, that was when I was 18, not 4,000 years old, as you referred to.
It's hard to win in this game, and you know, you guys saw that firsthand last week. You actually played quite well and somehow look up at the scoreboard and you've lost. You must enjoy wins like this. Big nights, Friday night against the reigning Premier. You're in a team that's stacked full of talent and you've come away with a... Well, I don't think any Geelong fan expected you to win by 63 points. You must just enjoy savour moments like this in the later on in your footy career.
Yeah, certainly. I think that stems from early in my footy career when I had an incredible team around me. I was lucky enough to play in parts of 2007 and 8, a fair bit in 9 and then sort of more beyond. But, you know, those guys, those senior players instilled and loved the occasion of playing in big games. We always used to talk about, and you can imagine those types that would relish the opportunity. I think there might have even been a TV up for grabs at one stage as well on a Friday, potentially even a Saturday night. So I think that sort of that's been instilled into certainly me and sort of my generation of players, Joel and Mitch, that you know, it's a real pleasure to be able to play on Friday night. The whole footy world is watching, even Saturday night for that matter, but it's to start the round is always something I'm really proud to be a part of.
We're speaking with Tom Hawkins on K-Rock Football. Here's Mark Neild.
Tom, you summed it up really well at the start, mate. You absolutely beat Richmond in every facet of the game. A couple of things that really caught our eye. The ball movement to get it into you and Jeremy and Gary Rowan, who were kicking the goals. It seemed to be really well planned, and you actually picked apart the way that Richmond defend, because they didn't change the way they defend, but what you guys were doing with the ball, shifting the angles, getting it to the fat side, they couldn't defend. Was that the plan that you went into?
Yeah, spot on. I think early in any game, we want to be able to take our territory, and certainly with the weapons that we've got ahead of the ball, if you feel a bit of pressure within the contest, say an A-mid or central stoppage, we can get the ball forward and look to compete and get the ball or the game played in our half. But as the game goes on and there's a bit of fatigue and you can control the footy, the ability to be able to shift it on and off the line, change a reference point for in particular the Richmond defenders who have been incredible at getting themselves in line with the footy for a long time now. So we're able to destabilise them sort of through the midfield and then still look to be we look to be composed but penetrate at the right times into our forward 50, which was really pleasing. And at times we haven't been able to execute in front of goals, and it probably... you know, myself in particular last week had a couple of shots late that I should have kicked that could have helped us win the game, but we were able to execute a bit better in front of goal as well, which certainly helps.
Oh, absolutely. And looked absolutely fantastic from where we were sitting there. Another one from your area of the ground that we thought was sensational was the forward pressure. And, you know, you guys have kicked the goals. We're also talking here about guys like Dalhouse before he was injured. Close. Gary Rowan also was doing some terrific pressure acts. We saw some things from the Tigers defenders tonight in terms of some of their fumbling under pressure that was caused by that we haven't seen at this level for a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, internally... those two in particular, you mentioned Gary Rowan and Luke Dalhouse. Obviously, it was Gaz's 150th game, which was a really special milestone. He's been in the system for a long time, and he's been able to play some really consistent footy. But the thing that we love about those two in particular is the energy that they bring on game day, but away from the footy club. They've been wonderful additions for us as a club. So we love the pressure that they're able to put on. Brad Close was great. We had some midfielders that played high half forward. Mitch, Sean got through there. Sam Meningola. So we had a variety of different looks. But, I mean, those guys, and me to an extent, aren't allowed to put forward pressure on unless that... Richmond players look up and we've got the outside covered and covered off the dangerous players, which doesn't allow them to... get easy marks and then control the game from their point of view. So I think it certainly looks like the forward pressure and the forwards doing their jobs, but it's certainly the players up the field playing their role within our system that allows us to do it.
Tommy, a couple more before we let you go. You're always really generous with your time. They've turned the sprinklers on. They'll probably turn the lights off in a minute. So I just wanted to ask you, get asked ad nauseum about your link and your work with Jeremy Cameron. Do you have a licence, given you two have played so much footy? I know you haven't played a lot of footy together, but to work things out on the run in terms of whether you want to go up the ground or he goes deep or whatever it is, do you get a feel for the game and you've got licence just to work that out between yourselves as the game or the flow of the game unfolds?
Yeah, I think certainly Boris or Corey gives us the ability to be able to control that out there, certainly. But it was really interesting tonight. We had effectively had four key forwards with Asava playing down there at times as well. So it was a real challenge for us. I mean, it's a luxury, but it's also a challenge to be able to all keep dangerous at the right times and keep that separation, which doesn't allow defenders to roll off and help, which, as I mentioned before, Richmond have been, they've been incredible at doing that. So it is going to be a work in progress. Even tonight, we found we got in each other's way a couple of times. I ran into Gary's space and even Asava's at times. But for the most part, it looked and seemed to work okay out there. But as long as we're always staying dangerous and moving with the footy, we should complement each other pretty well.
Yeah, but
it will be a work in progress.
Well, if
doubt.
You kick 19 snags each week, you're going to be pretty hard to beat. And just one, what's Isaac Smith? Tell us a little bit about him. Is he a bit left to centre? Who's got skinnier legs, him or Jeremy Cameron?
Incredible for particularly because of the size of my legs and my behind. It's incredible to be able to see.
Do you have a tree surgeon that has to work on your legs down there?
Oh, Ben, too far.
They're the thickest legs. They're the biggest legs I've ever seen. They're monsters.
I actually inherited them off my mother's side of the family, the Ladurs side of the family. And my old man, actually, he had quite skinny. He had a few knee issues. So I'm actually kind of glad I got the thick set. I don't go from A to V very quickly, but it's certainly been helped me play 280 games. But
your old man was a bit more sort of Shea Bolton than you, Shea Bolton.
Wasn't he? Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Just wanted to ask you, too, you came to the bench here at the just next to the bench after the game.
Yep.
Was there some family members there or were you?
Yeah, I actually I was going to go home this weekend, but I actually forgot it was Mother's Day, and I'd the Duncans and the Hawkins family had booked to go to the Wiggles on Sunday morning. So, so I was going to go back up to Finley. I saw my uncle Mark and uncle Pete in the stands just randomly. I always sort of look through the members part for some blue and white, and I somehow spotted them. So I went up and I said g'day. I hadn't seen them for 12-18 months. So it was always nice. So I saw him.
Fantastic.
Them, which was good.
Yeah, fantastic. Well done tonight. You were fantastic. So was the whole team.
Some quick ones, Cheers. Tom. Frank Costa, can you give us a couple of words about him and just how he was... Chris Scott said it wasn't going to be used as motivation, and that would be actually probably not the right thing to do with, you know, what Frank's contributed. He's not a short-term motivation, but just a few words on Frank and his impact on you.
Oh, look, Frank has been incredible. He's one of the most humble people, I've ever met. I met him as a 16-year-old when I was a father-son prospect, and my grandparents were quite close with he and Shirley, his wife. So I'd met him a couple of times, and my first memory was I went into the rooms one day as a 16-year-old, and he took me. The Cats, I can't remember who he played, but the Cats won. I was a mad Cat, and he took me into the rooms and took me into the after team meeting, and as a 16-year-old, aspiring to play AFL, I sort of felt internally grateful, and I felt like I owed something to him. But he was an incredibly generous person, but super humble, and has done remarkable things for our football club, and I personally aren't probably privy to all the things that he has done. So he was an incredible person, and we'll celebrate his life on Wednesday and continue to moving forward, no doubt, in the Geelong Footy Club history.
How are the chicken schnitzels at the Hotham?
Ooh. at where?
The Hotham.
Oh, beautiful. I actually had one during the week. I know what you're talking about now, Kingy. Oh, I had one to ask you. Did I read that you might have tipped against the Catters tonight?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, great pick up,
22
Tom.
Points.
Great pick up.
Well, no. You saw that in the advertiser, didn't you?
I did run my eyes across that, Kingy.
Oh, anyway. Tom.
He's caught you out.
It was the reverse Moz.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that from you, Kingy. Always looking out for us.
Yes, of course. We you know we are here at K-Rock now. Tom, we're going to have to let you go because I reckon I'm going to get a phone call on Monday from the media department saying you had Tom on for far too long. And my reply will be, Tom is so thorough in his answers that we asked one question and he answered it for 15 minutes.
Absolutely. I apologise. But if you got any more sausage rolls up there, any left, send them down here.
There isn't a scary there's not even a crumb. There's 700 in Kingy's guts.
That was a loaded question.
That's
a loaded question.
You'll keep. There's something loaded up here, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how does it feel to be the third best forward in the club?
No, you're right, Key. Absolutely. No, when we win like that, it feels brilliant.
Couldn't give a stuff.
Hey, love your work, mate. Well done tonight.
Good on you guys.
See you Friday.
Good on you, Tommy.
See you. Take care. Tom Hawkins joining us here.
Post-match interview.